Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
Let's get into some great gospel music here. Amen. All righty. Just play Just Like God by Eva McKinney. Then we'll play Happy by Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And then a song called Trenches by Tarl Wells and Donald Lawrence and Company. Amen.
Here we go. Isn't it funny how out of nowhere, life can bring us all to a pause? But it's so comforting to know that God's love sticks out from the defense and covers us all in the trenches.
I was in certain danger, caught in the crossfire of hope and regret. Thought I could be my own savior, but I'm sinking, sinking fast. 'Cause it's too much to handle alone in the battle. I'm desperate for you, Lord. Heart on the fire, facing defeat, so close to surrender to my enemy. The love came from heaven to fight for me. When I faithful from the beginning, you felt my pain, you have been where I've been, and I hear you say, it is fading, it is written, we win in the end. Heart on the fire, faith in the peace, the call to
okay, we're going to play another song now. It's called Any Day Now by Vincent Bohannon and Esther Blue.
Thank you.
blessing. Wonderful music. Amen. Nothing like gospel music to get your soul stirring, ready for a message. Amen? All righty. Well, let's get into tonight's Bible study lesson. It's John chapter 10, and it's the Good Shepherd. Why did Jesus refer to himself as the Good Shepherd in the following two scriptures? In John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And in John 10, verses 14 and 15, I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. To answer that question, we will look at three characteristics of a Good Shepherd spoken by Jesus himself. First, a good shepherd knows their flock. Second, a good shepherd loves their flock. And thirdly, a good shepherd protects their flock. We will look at these characteristics one at a time, and the lesson will be yours. A good shepherd knows their flock. See, Jesus is the shepherd, and we are his flock. He can say, I know my own, and my own know me, because Jesus is God, and when he came to earth, Jesus was man. Jesus understood what it's like to suffer because he suffered. He can relate to our temptations because he was tempted. There's nothing that we have experienced in the past or will experience in the future that Jesus cannot relate to and understand. So think about that as you read these following three verses. Well, I'm going to read them to you. First, in John chapter 1, verse 13, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, have this attitude in yourselves, which also in Christ Jesus, who has he already existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. And thirdly, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things, just as we are, yet without sin. So a good shepherd loves their flock. Jesus is the good shepherd because he loves us. We should never doubt this. And if we ever forget just how much he loves us, all we need to do is read the following three scriptures to remind us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we love because he first loved us. And in John chapter 15, verses 9 and 10, just as the Father has loved me, I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So we should never doubt how much Jesus loves us. He is always ready to lead his disciples with love and compassion. And a good shepherd protects the flock. The life of a Christian is a life that is full of adversity. This should come to no surprise if we stop to remind ourselves of these two truths. Satan is the ruler of the earth, and Satan is always prowling the earth looking for someone to devour. As powerful and dangerous as Satan is, Jesus is more powerful. The devil is no match for the almighty power of Jesus. And those that follow Jesus fall under his protection. The following three scriptures describe the ultimate protection that the disciples of Jesus received. In John chapter 16, verse 33, These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will always help you. I will always uphold you with my righteous right hand. And thirdly, 2 Thessalonians verses, chapter 3, verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. So we were going to conclude tonight with this. A good shepherd has to find three characteristics. A good shepherd knows their flock, a good shepherd loves their flock, and a good shepherd protects their flock. So Jesus knows us. He loves us, and he will protect us. Jesus is our good shepherd, and as such, we have nothing and no one to fear. We will conclude today's lesson with the following psalm, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul, and he guides me in paths of righteousness for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Certainly goodness and faithfulness will follow me all these days of my life, and the dwelling will be in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Well, I hope this lesson was a blessing to you and you got something from it. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we want you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you do that, you come on live, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. All right, we got one caller on the line. I'll take it. 111, you are on the air.
Hello there, Pastor, Pastor Ken. This is Frank.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
All right. I was listening to your show last night, the one 2 days ago, and Mike Hunt asked if I could call in, so I'm calling in.
Okay. I don't know what that was about, why he wanted you to call in, but he's not here tonight. He's listening to the Tony Gaga show tonight.
Tony's on the show tonight?
Yeah.
At the same time as yours?
Well, he started at 7 o'clock. I started at 8.
So I missed his show.
Yeah. His show is about, I think his show is ending now. It's 8:32. Yeah, his show is over.
All right. Hey, has that Mexican guy ever called back?
No, he never did.
When he called, did he have a number or did he call from a 111?
111.
Oh, man. I wish I could get his number because he's the guy that stole my ice cream truck.
Oh, well, yeah, I wish I could be able to help you. But he called him with a 111 number.
So how's things going with you, Mexican? You still got that cancer?
No, I'm cancer free now. So I'm doing okay.
Amen. It's a really good year. Has that one guy ever called back, Doug, the guy that sounds like Lil Snow?
No, he hasn't called back. I haven't heard from Doug in probably almost a year now.
Was this during COVID?
Yeah, it was during COVID when he was calling in, yeah.
Probably COVID got him. Sad to hear.
Yeah. Well, I heard he got arrested for driving drunk, okay? And he's supposedly that he's in the clinker.
But when you drive drunk, they only hold you for a day.
Well, yeah, but it was his third time, supposedly.
Where is he from? Because I know in California or in Arizona, three strikes and you're out.
Yeah,
where from?
Yeah.
Where from?
He's from Pennsylvania. I'm not sure of the town.
Home of the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got any more callers?
No, I don't.
Just
you're
me
it,
and you.
Frank. Yep, just me and you.
So, I hear you're doing a commercial for Mike Hunt.
Yeah, I did it about his pest control business, yeah.
Well, if I was to pay you to do a commercial for my ice cream truck, would you do it?
Yeah, sure would. Yeah.
All right. I just got to come up with the words, and then I'll send it to you.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, I'm just going to kick back and listen to your show. Thank you very much, Miss Ed.
You're welcome, Frank. God bless.
God bless you.
All right. Well, that was Frank Gillesco, folks. Okay? It's always good to hear from Frank. Amen. Let's play some more great music here. We're going to play It Keeps Happening by Kiara Shiari. And we're going to play Hold On by Leandra Johnson and My Blessing by Mallon Music. Okay? You sit back and get ready to hear some great gospel music.
But I started seeing how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people that would push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept showing me a series and sequence of events that were just flashing through my mind. And I started crying, and I became overwhelmed. This keeps happening to me. It keeps happening to me. And I was in the car by myself, and I said, God, I thank you. I won't complain. I'll trust you. So I started, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I said, my feet is blessed. My body is blessed. My body is blessed. It keeps happening for me. Woo! And then we'll cover our family. I cover it in my family. Feeling guilty about this girl.
come through with me, yeah. This life is only a test. Trials come and they go, but a word for you is hold on. Though the times seem to be hardest, from the steps you took to get started, but if you only keep the faith, you will surely win this race. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Count my blessings today really high. What a life. I've been seeing we could really die. It be looking good in pictures after we be crying. Make me think of how it feels to crucify Messiah. Yes, you are from Adonai, even Elohim. David, sing a song for me like 51. I'm 23 and the one that I've been sent to be. Foreign language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Heartbeat, I've been praying for a steady one. Registration, I've been pinning as a ready one. let the last part forever come. And I've been thinking in the last day, today, man, it's like the point. Find a place to pray and vocalize. Get with others who spill knowledge and can simplify. Find a cover, bigger brother who can empathize. Real life will have you holding yourself in the rain. In the cold, 1% left on your mobile phone. Thinking that's just all that's left for those who sink slow. Doors locked on every church, no place for man to go. Oh no.
Come on, bless us really high.
What a life.
See, we could really die.
Yeah, be looking good and picture that to me.
We're gonna play Blessing After Blessing by Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah. It's the only selfless side. Let it ride.
after blessing.
Amen. Yes. The Lord sends blessing after blessing all the time. Amen. All righty. Let's take some callers here. 111. You are on the air.
You stuck his dick in the manhole.
Okay. 111. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Ken, why didn't you call into Tony Talk tonight?
God, I didn't.
Well, why not?
Didn't want to?
Because, why? Are you mad at DeVille? Or are you mad at Dan Garza? Or you hate Tony?
No, I'm not mad at anybody. I just didn't feel like it.
And, well, did you listen?
No. I'll listen
okay.
to it later.
All right. Let's take other calls.
Okay. 111. You're on there.
I know.
Ooh. Hello.
I gonna ask you a question, but you cannot hang up to me because it gonna make you look very bad in front of your pants.
Uh-huh.
You gonna let me ask you the question?
Yeah, go ahead, ask the question.
Okay. Why you not call to me on a Yannick I must say Yanni Gaga. That's not good. Why don't you call to me on a Tony Gaga show?
Because I don't care about you.
You say this to me?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I don't like that you talk to shit to me, so I'm leaving and I'm never calling again.
Okay. Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
Fuck.
Bye. Goodbye. 111. You're on air.
I wasn't watching little fucking ball. What is wrong with that?
Little ball.
Okay. Enough of that. Okay. All righty.
Well, you're in a mood tonight.
I'm always in a mood. I'm always in a good mood. Always in a good mood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're now taking another call. 111. You're on air.
Hello?
Oh, I thought you weren't going to call back.
Oh, I don't know who you think this is, but this is, Gabon.
Okay.
I just want to listen to the show. That's all.
Okay, well, listen to the show. God bless you. Okay. That was Kevin, folks. Otherwise,
Kevin should call more often. Let's bring Kevin on more often.
Yeah, he's also known as Dan Garza or Rico Martini, okay?
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah, it's my opinion, and it's the right one. 111. You're on there.
Don't you think it was a little bit rude not to call into Tony's show when he said that he did it for you to clear your name?
Roy.
No, I don't think it was rude.
He's right, though.
He said he was doing it for you, his good friends. He was going to fight and stand against Dan Garza. And
well,
you chose not to show up.
I didn't have a chance to call in. I was eating and getting ready for my show tonight. Okay? So
Googling your sermon?
I didn't think it was going to be a show for Tony until kind of late.
You could have at least tried, couldn't you? It's just a quick call.
Well, I may mean the next one.
Yeah. It's called a blow-off.
You really seem kind of down in the dumps today. Is there something wrong, Ken?
No, nothing wrong at all. No.
Probably had a fight with your boyfriend.
111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's, this is, this as a, I, who do I sound like to you, Yanni?
Ricardo Montalban from the 70s.
I think you sound a bit like Beanie Loco.
Yeah, it's probably Beanie Loco. Hey, Beanie.
Okay, this is Beanie Loco. I make a fart noise now.
How are you doing today, Beanie?
I am doing very good. I make another bad noise. Ooh.
Okay. All right. One.
The plane, the plane.
The plane, the plane.
Uh-huh.
Hervé Villachez.
Where is Ricardo? La plane.
That's that little midget guy that was on Fantasy Island. Ken, you remember him?
Yeah.
Or were you in Beirut at that time and you missed it?
No, I was not in Beirut at that time. 111.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's up, man? What are you doing, man?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Go over there, man.
No, he's not.
Who?
No.
Grover, man. Grover. Grover.
Grover
no,
is
not
here.
Ah, man.
I'll be busy.
Who did Johnny Long Feather, man?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Johnny Long Feather, man? Hey, I want to know where your casino at, man.
It's outside of town.
Hey, man, I want to go out there, man, spend my money, man.
I don't think...
Oh, you got a BJ
no
room there, too, man.
Yeah, I do, but there's no pendejos allowed.
Oh, man, I mean a pendejo, man. I'm a black man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't tell the accent. Let me Google a offensive term for a black person. Offensive term for black person. Well, they start off with Negro. Ape.
You know why they call it Negro, right?
Burrhead. Bushy.
You know,
colored. Cotton
you know why they call it Negroes, right?
No, why?
Because all Negroes. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
That's ridiculous. Eggplant, fuzzy, gollywog, hoot cop.
Forget jigaboo.
I haven't got to that one yet. This is an alphabetical list. Hoot cop is South African. Translates to wooden head in Afrikaans. Jigaboo, Jim Crow, Jungle Bunny. Kafir.
I like Jungle Bunny,
South
man.
African. Macaca, Mammy, Monkey, Mosshead, Nignog, Niglet, Negra,
Negra.
Piccadinny,
Horse
Monkey.
That's Grover's very word, man. Grover.
Seems like Negra. They skip pavement ape there.
Powder Burn, Quashy. Well, and before 1990, they definitely did, but country after that. Sambo,
smoked Irishman. That's a 19th century term for black people.
Sooty, a what?
Smoked Irishman, a 19th century term
Irishman.
For black people.
That's a unique
Spade.
One there.
Spook.
So I'm Irishman. I'm an Irishman.
Teabag, teapot, thick lips, yellow
tea
bone.
Bag. I know what teabag is.
Boot lips.
A teabag when a person put his balls over your head.
Jesus. Let's see. Burr head. I already said these already. Been a wee wee. Mostly used during French colonization of Algeria.
Man, I'll wee wee big, man.
That's about all. Cotton picker. Why is Ken allowing me to continue with this list? Did he wander off?
So all those words I can't
I
go
think
to
he must have went off somewhere.
No,
I went
I'm
off
right
to
here.
Get some microwave tacos.
I'm right here. I'm sitting there listening to you make a fool of yourself, Johnny.
I'm a black man, man. You hear this guy, man? He's calling me all type of words, man.
Yeah, I know. It's so wrong. So wrong.
Well, you let it go
I mean,
on, though.
Understand.
If somebody called and asked for Wanda's panties, you'd hang up on someone and asking for Wanda's panties, you'd click on immediately, hang up. But you let me say 57 racial terms.
Shut it down.
Well,
shut it down.
All right.
How about my pork?
What?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alabama porch monkey?
Yeah. Man, I'm from Alabama, and I ain't no porch monkey, man.
Are you black?
I'm a black man, man, but I ain't no porch monkey, man.
Maybe you're just a porch chimp. Alabama porch monkey, moon cricket, burnt match.
Burnt match. Oh, my God.
If I'm an Alabama porch monkey, then you're an Alabama porch vanilla wafer.
Can't join in.
This has been a very racially insensitive show this time.
Yes, it has.
Can you say something?
Let's try another call here. 111.
Picking any?
Yep, that's a good one.
Good evening,
hey, Jessica.
Good evening.
You know what you are, man? You are a white doo-doo that comes from a bird, man.
Listen here. So, I want to let you know a little something here. Mary Lou, Mr. Tony Goggin has gotten in touch with me here, and he informed me that you owe him $97 for the Bluetooth headphone that fell in the crumple.
No, don't owe anybody anything. Sorry.
Listen here. He was doing a show tonight for you and Mr. Dan Garza. And he is very upset because that's why he lost his headphone, his little itty-bitty earbud. They fell in the toilet. So I believe you could do the good thing here and perhaps maybe purchase Mr. Tony Gaga another one.
No. No, I'm not going to do it.
That's okay.
Since
man.
I wasn't,
well,
I had nothing to do with it. Okay, it had nothing to do with it. Yeah. And I don't owe anybody anything. Nope.
What did Tony put his headphones in, man? What did Tony put his headphones in? The ass or something, man?
Oh, wait a second there, Mr. Black Man. I have someone here that would like to speak to you, Mary Lou.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Black guy. Black guy, okay.
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 What's all this? Are you, is that you, Kenny May?
No, not me. It's, Prentice Fishman.
Man, that sounds just like you, man.
Yeah.
But not me.
Okay. Yeah. Black guy. Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Hi, Dennis. Nah, leave him alone.
He's gone.
Dennis, good.
Yeah, it sounded just like you, man.
Sounded like you said okay about 20 times there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another 111. Let's take it. Let's see what we have. 111, you're on air.
Okay.
Hey, Pastor Ken, man, after you, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you saying okay so much? What about that anal bash on R-Dash? Is that still planned?
No.
Yeah.
No bash.
Yeah.
No bash on R-Dash.
Why did that guy call you Mary Lou anyway?
I don't know.
Mary Lou.
It's something he does. Okay, I don't know why. Just like he calls Uncle Tony Clarabelle.
Your name is Mary Lou?
No.
Man, crazy, man. Never heard of a Mary Lou of a man, man. Unless you're trans.
Man, 111, you're on air.
Okay.
Enough of this guy. Okay. All righty. I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Okay, we give a shout-out to Vaughn from Alabama. Okay.
Okay.
Amen. Have a wonderful night. Tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Okay. Rainbow dildo.